Boneboy Speaks, episode 632, More Battery Life, Please.
The day that this comes out in your feed, there's going to be an Apple announcement, and supposedly there's going to announce a new phone, and you know who knows what else. They're probably going to reiterate iOS 8 and a bunch of other stuff. And quite honestly, I'm sick of all of the rumor mongering and the it's going to have this, it's going to have that. You know, we're going to know in you know, I'm recording this a couple days before, but we're going to know today. And so I don't know what the value is going to be of all these articles speculating on what Apple's going to announce, and you know, I just don't care. But here's what I do care about, and so this isn't speculation, this is just kind of like my hope and wish for a new iPhone. So most of the rumors that I've seen have said that Apple's going to introduce, you know, some phones of different sizes than their current ones. And you know, the one thing I'll say for a bigger device is that you can put more battery in it, and you won't necessarily notice that more battery's there. It's kind of like my you know, my old iPad 2, which is about 4 years old now. It still gets pretty good battery life. I mean, if I use it for, you know, to 8 to 10 hours straight, it will last that whole time. Whereas my phone, I just can't get anywhere near, you know, if I use it for, you know, 8 hours, it's completely toast. And, you know, it's like that was the case today. And so anyway, I'm, that's the one thing, you know, that if, you know, there's all kinds of things that Apple could add to the new phone, or, you know, making it bigger or whatever. I just want the battery to last the entire day with my, you know, admittedly, you know, crazy amount of usage on it. I don't want to have to worry about plugging it in, you know, kind of like the Samsung commercial I saw today. I was watching football, is they were making fun of all the people with iPhones that have to plug their phone in all the time, and they're showing their big screen Samsung Galaxy S5, and yeah, if you have a big screen like that, you could probably get through the entire day. Although I've seen people with, you know, Android devices, and they don't do a whole lot better because they've, you know, the software doesn't necessarily manage the battery any better. The problem is still the battery is just not big enough, really, or, you know, or the power usage is too big for the battery, whatever. I mean, I know you can do stuff to reduce your battery usage and even just like delete all your apps or whatever, but you know, the whole reason I have a smartphone is because I want to use all that stuff. And if I didn't, I would have a dumb phone. And, or, you know, I've seen people that, you know, take the iPhone and basically uninstall all the apps, and yeah, you get better battery life that way. But, you know, do you want all of that? Do you want to have none of those apps on there? Well, okay, fine. That's a personal decision. But anyway, I just wish Apple would actually, you know, do that. And even just not for people like me, but for normal people that don't want to have to think about charging their phone all the time. I mean, I'm obsessive, and I charge my phone, you know, more than once a day, and just to make sure that I will never run out of battery. But you know, normal people only plug in their phone, you know, when their battery dies, right? And so people will get through them, and that's why the people end up with their you know, charging, you know, kind of, you know, on a regular basis, it seems like, because they don't do that, right? They don't charge their phones nightly, because, you know, cell phones used to last for days and days and days on end, and you wouldn't never have to charge it. And you know, now, of course, because they're little computers and do all kinds of little things, you know, you're lucky if you can get through a day. And yeah, I make pretty active use of my iPhone, and that's, you know, of all the things that Apple could do for the next iPhone, that's like the one thing I wish they would really do, is improve the battery life. But and if those big devices come out like they say, then that would be, you know, maybe one reason. But I'll wait for, you know, like the real world, I guess, or, you know, maybe till I don't know. No, I'm probably not going to buy the one, because I just bought this iPhone 5S, I think, in November of last year. And so, and it's under contract, so I'll have to wait another year to get a subsidized one, or, you know, I don't know, could bite the bullet and get a big one. But we'll just, I'm not convincing myself that I'm going to be buying a new phone this year. I might buy a new battery though, because I'm more, you know, it seems like this one's just not quite cutting the mustard, and a new battery would be great. But God, Apple, if you could somehow improve the battery life so that like, you know, me as a heavy user could actually get through the entire day without having to charge it, that would be like really, really awesome.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.